This is Rabbi Nathanael Baron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. We'll learn the 13th to 16th Mishnayos, 3rd chapter, Mishnah Makos. With that, we will finish the Masechet of Makot. Mishnah Yud Gimel describes the whip. The disincentive or incentive not to sin. Yada Tefach. The handle is a handbreadth. Virachva tefach. The length of the strap is a tefach. So it's not just a little strap, it's a wide, handbreadth strap. Virosha magad al pikreso. The tip of the whip, when they brought it down over your back, which we'll see in just a moment, would actually come around and reach your stomach. Which is pretty brutal. And then umakeo so shlish milafanav, they would actually first give you a third of the set, right, in your front, right, in your chest, ushtayados milachrav, but two thirds on your back. So when they hit you on the back, it would come around. The whole thing sounds brutal. Right? If you remember those caning incidents years back, seems tough. You weren't, when you got whipped, not standing and not sitting. Elamuta, rather you were leaning, right? Leaning against the pole. They tie your hands to the pole, you're leaning forward, and off they go. Right? The Torah says that the judge would literally push you over a little bit. It would be, to tilt over. And the shliach Beis Din would whip you with one hand with all of his strength. Right? Again, incentive not to sin. So they had a crier. They had somebody who would make announcements. Like a page turner, but different. Right? What would he say? Imlo tishmor la'asos. Right? This is from the end of Devarim. Right? If you don't listen to fulfill the commandments, etc. If Hashem is makos chavet, makos, right, left of the words arecha, that Hashem is going to increase your beatings, right? You didn't listen, so you get beaten. They're reminding you. And if you're still getting beaten while they finish that parsha, they go back and start at the beginning. And they would say, shmartim et divrei habris hazos, that you're supposed to keep the covenant with God. And they close out with v'hurachum yichaper avon, that God should forgive the iniquity. If they finish that also, they go back and start again. All right, they would keep reading these psukim, these verses, which are certainly appropriate. Verses that talk about, not listening, not keeping we should keep the covenant. Maybe we want forgiveness. We certainly want forgiveness. Not maybe. All of those psukim and those parashios you have from Devarim, you have from Tehillim. And they would just, reread them until they were finished administering the lashes. Imeis tachas yado pater. If they estimated, X number and you gave it to that person and they died, so you're exempt. Because you were the shliach, you were the messenger of Beitin. You weren't out to get him. You weren't, a murderer per se. Mistake was made. Hosiflo od ritzua achas. Let's say instead of six straps, they gave him one more. Vameis, and then the person dies. Hareze gola al yado. Then you get to go, you have to go to an ir mikla. You have to go to one of the cities of refuge. Because that, you did something which you weren't supposed to do, right? You added one strap. So that's more along the lines of the accidental death. You're still not a murderer per se, but, you gotta go to the city of refuge. Niskalkel, right? Niskalka means you go to, while they're beating you, I guess you're so afraid or you're so much pain, that you, right, literally, niskalka means to ruin yourself, but ben b'rei ben b'mayim, right, whether you, right, go to the bathroom and now there's, excrement on your leg, or whether you urinate in yourself. So you're putter. You're exempt. No more lashes. I guess the theory is that you've now suffered sufficient embarrassment that you have your required atonement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'ish B'Rei V'Ha'isha B'Mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are, I guess, different levels of embarrassment for the man. To really be embarrassed, it has to be that he's now, soiled with excrement. For the woman, it's sufficient that she be covered in urine. Onwards, Tesvav. Kol chayave krisus shelaku. Anyone who is, and we saw this before, that Beis Din will give you lashes if you have violated a negative commandment for which the punishment is excision. Excision is a divinely given punishment. So the Beis Din gives you lashes. So the Beis Din now says something interesting. So the Mishnah says something interesting, and says, Kol chayave krisus shelaku, anyone who's liable for excision who gets lashes, niftaru yidei kritas, and they actually get out of their excision. In which this might be the only case where lashes are actually, desirable and a positive, right? In addition to obviously getting your atonement, which is good, but nobody wants lashes. But here, if you could take the lashes and get out of excision, so that's not a terrible deal. Shene'emar, what does the pasuk say? V'nikla achicha le'enecha. Right, the Torah says that your brother gets whipped to your eyes, kishelaka, once the punishment is administered. Excuse me. Harehu ke'achecha, then they're once again your brother. Right, once they're punished, they've not done their time, because this is lashes. There's no concept of prison per se, in the Mishnah. But once they've been punished, they're back to being your brother. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. So now they'll tell us something else from Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. I'm Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Ma'ima over avera achas notel nafsho aleha. Right? Just like if you violate one sin that's bad enough, they'll take your life. So the reverse should be true also. Ha'osa mitzvah achas. If you do one mitzvah, lachas kama v'kama, shetinat en lo nafsho, that they'll literally give you your life. Right? So that's the tremendous power of doing mitzvos. Of Shimon Omer mimkomo hu lamein. You can learn that halacha from its place. Sheneamar v'nichvatu anafashos ha'osos v'gomer. Right, v'yikra and yudches. So that's the punishment for all of the illicit relationships. Right, we read the list on Yom Kippur afternoon. That's two chapters earlier. And then after, that's in chapter 16, chapter 18, they repeat the list and they give you the punishments. So you have all these illicit relationships, right? Adultery, family members, people you cannot have relations with. And in the same parak, in the same chapter, it says, V'omer asher aseh otam adam v'chai bahem, are the mitzvos that you do and you live through them. But those are not, the Mishnah seems to be pointing out, Those are not mitzvos that you do. Those are simply things that you refrain from doing. And therefore, the Mishnah then continues, HaKol Yoshev Velo Avar Aveira. Anyone who sits back and does not violate, right, does not transgress this sin, Nosnin Lo Schar Ke Ose Mitzvah. You are given reward like somebody who performs a mitzvah. Right, that is from the juxtaposition of those verses in that chapter. Right, negative commandments. Right, somebody who does my commandments lives through them. So the Mishnah says, in that sense, doing the commandments means simply avoiding those transgressions. Rav Shimon bar Rebbe Omer. Right, similar line of thought. Rav Shimon bar Rebbe says, Harayu Omer rak chazak leviltia chol hadam. Right, you should be careful. Don't eat the blood. Ki adam hu anefesh, because the blood is the soul. But it gives life. We have to be careful. We have to be, considerate. Uma im hadam shenafsho shel adam katsa mimenu. What if the blood, where a person is revolted by it? Right? Nobody wants to really eat the blood. Haporesh mimenu mekabel schar. Somebody who refrains from eating that, they get reward. So you get rewarded for not doing that which is disgusting to you. Gezel ve'arayos. Right, stealing illicit relationships. Shenafsho shel adam misava lehen umachmaditan. Person desires them and they crave for them. Right, certainly they certain things you might want. You might be tempted to steal beautiful people. You might be tempted to have relations with. So aporesh mehen, somebody who does not transgress that sin, right, which is something they want. Alachas kama vekama, how much more so? She yiske lo uldorosa vladoros dorosa vatsof kohadoros. How much more so that you and your offspring and your offspring's offspring till the end of time will get rewarded for that. Last Mishnah is one we hear all the time. This is the Mishnah that we quickly read so that people can say Kaddish. That's from Chanani ben Akasha Omer. Chanani ben Akasha says, "Ratzah Kaddish Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael." Right, God wanted to give us as many merits as we can have. L'fichach hirbalahem Torah mitzvos. Therefore, Hashem gave us, right, Torah and mitzvos. Gave it to us as a gift because He wants us, to have merit, to be able to do things. Shenemar Hashem chafetz l'man tziko yadil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wants righteousness, and therefore He gave us, right, yadil, which is like to be bigger, more, Torah and splendor. That concludes our learning for today. And the Mishnayos and Makos come back tomorrow. We'll start Mishnayos in Shavuos.